Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, and especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts, free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner of a United Country Real Estate Land Pro franchise, buying and selling homes, land and farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, or Southern Virginia. Just give us a shout out. We'll help you out. Our office is at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, Highway 52, exit 136 across from Foothills Hardware and Building Supply. We also share offices with POP Design for all your graphic needs. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com. Our guests today are Angie Gallagher, Melissa Clark, and then we're going to bring Doug Adams in, who's the COO of United Country out in Kansas City. Welcome, ladies.
Hello, Lou.
Hello. So you guys are traveling from Nashville on your way to Jacksonville, Mississippi. I had to think
Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah. Yes.
So we've been doing trainings, right? When we buy franchises, we go and do like a 5-day training at the home office in Kansas City, and then throughout the year, you and several other folks offer training sessions around the country. And that's what you've been doing. You had over 50-some in your class in Nashville, and you have a little bit smaller class, right?
And, right. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun traveling all over the United States, visiting various United Country offices. United Country Corporate hires us to go around and, you know, keep our United Country offices at the forefront of what's going on in technology, the latest and greatest social media tools, how to do great listing presentations with all of the United Country tools that we have. And we're just excited to talk to you today because you're a fellow RLI member as I am.
I know. And, you know, United Country is one of our top sponsors of the Realtors Land Institute, and we thank you for that. And we hope all the United Country agents that sell land and farms join RLI and get some of our education and get their ALCs. I think there's only 518 of us out there right now. I'd like to see that number higher because it's really, we're the best of the best.
That's right.
Angie's a co-owner with her husband of United Country Real Estate Scenic Realty in Ibodaan, Arkansas, right?
In Bodine.
I knew I was going to mess that one up. But I'll get the next one in Lawrence County because guess what? My mother is the Lawrence family. So I think we're all over the place. But it's a small community in the northeastern Arkansas. Beautiful Spring River forms the northern boundary of your town. And we are at the junction of U.S. Highway 62 and 63. And you're also served by Highway 421. And you're about 14 miles from Pocahontas. How's she doing today?
Oh, just fine and dandy. I am actually from Pocahontas, and I worked at the United Country office in Pocahontas, Arkansas for 19 years before I decided to go out on my own, and I went, you know, the next county over and opened my own office there in the small town of Imboden. And I know it's a small town, like you said, but I've always been a firm believer it's not how big the town you are in, it's how hard you work where you're at.
Absolutely, and the quality of life, like my town of 1,282 people or 83, I don't know exactly, but somewhere around there. It's a lifestyle, and it's a great lifestyle.
That's right, exactly.
After growing up in Charlotte and living in New York City, you know, it's been there, done that. I love where I am. So you have some scenic rivers there and lakes that can be also found. You've got trout floats and five rivers coming together. I think it's called the Spring and Eleven Point and Strawberry. That's a great name for a river. And the Black and Cache rivers, plus bass and pan fishing catches on lakes and smaller streams. So it sounds pretty much like where I am.
Yeah, we've got a lot of rivers that surround our area. We're in the Ozarks of northern Arkansas, and that's kind of what makes our location ideal, especially being a perfect fit for United Country. And I've been with United Country for 30 years
now. Is that
right? And I just love being in the Ozarks, out in the country. You know, I live in a town of almost 100,000, but my main office is in Inboden, in the town of approximately 700. So.
Gotcha. Well, can you switch the phone to Melissa, and I'll introduce her.
Sure. Here is Melissa.
As they travel down the highway, we do.
Good afternoon, Lou.
Hey, Melissa. How are you?
Doing well.
So you were formerly
you.
Melissa Rhodes, huh?
I was indeed. Yes.
All right. I love that name. So you've been licensed, you're a New Mexico real estate broker since 2000, and you employed as a qualified broker for United Country Northern New Mexico Real Estate located in Charma, New Mexico, is that right?
In Charma, New Mexico,
wow.
Yeah, famous for big game elk hunting and the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad, which is the highest and longest narrow gauge steam engine railroad in the world.
Oh my goodness, wow, didn't know that. I'm going to have to come out there. You got a train I can ride?
Yep, come check it out.
Okay, I think I saw a picture of it. It looks great. Old steam engine, right?
You got it.
But you work full-time there, and you're also the Western Regional Business Consultant for United Country Real Estate and work closely with all of United Country affiliates across the West. So what does that job entail other than running your own practice?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been with United Country 18 years in one affiliation or another. I started as a brand new agent, worked my way up, became a broker, eventually owned my own United Country franchise in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and then kind of made it full circle back to Chama, where I'm now licensed and work, in the real estate business there. In the meantime, United Country hired me to be the business consultant for the Western region. And so I cover 16 states in the West and about 112 offices.
Good glory.
So Angie and I are both kind of road warriors. I think I probably cover more geography than anybody in the company. We go in and... You know, we do a little business consulting and marketing and training and, you know, sort of develop offices with all the wonderful tools that United Country provides.
Yeah, they do great. Dwayne Swank is our agent, here and actually recruited for about, I think we danced for about 15 years before I finally joined United Country. But
Right. And, Lou, I think I met you at the home office in Kansas City because I also am a trainer for United Country. So I teach United Power in Kansas City two or three times a year. And then I also teach regional trainings all over the country. So I've already done, I think 6 regional trainings in different parts of the U.S. and have a few more to kind of finish out the regional training season, and then we'll start to kind of slow down going into the winter, hopefully, with
there
travel before the snow gets hairy up in my part of the world.
You do get a lot of snow, don't you?
We do, yep.
I mean, by the foot, not by the inch.
I think Chama, the average snowfall is 102 inches annually.
That's is that over my head? I'm 6'2". I don't know. I can't do math.
Well, it doesn't all accumulate, of course.
I understand.
It's not unusual to get a 3 or 4 foot snow.
But when you do practice in your firm, you pretty much specialize in ranches and farms, recreational and horse properties in the Southwest. And I guess you're licensed in New Mexico and several other states, I would imagine.
Well, I'm only licensed in New Mexico. In the old days, I was licensed in Colorado.
I gotcha.
But just primarily working New Mexico, and because of United Country's specialty property group,
we
have the
that.
Ability to, really service listings that are, country properties that aren't necessarily in metro markets that, are serviced primarily by MLS.
That's great. So
we have a ton of RLI members in our region as well.
I know you do, and we want some more. We want to keep growing.
I know a number of my Colorado office affiliates have attended RLI trainings, and they love that affiliation.
Yeah, we got a couple of trainers. Mike Landis was one of our presidents years ago. We've got a few other guys out there that teach some of our classes, and Boy, what an incredible group it is. Probably one of the more active chapters. We have 18 chapters around the country, maybe second to Texas in membership, and but very, okay. very active chapter. But let me talk about United Country a little bit, and a little bit later we're going to see if we can get Doug Adams, our COO, the coo man, out in Kansas, and we'll get more into some of the things that United Country offers. It's kind of interesting. Back around 2006, I put together a group of investors and started a website like Lands of America Land Watch back in Land Flip about the same time, and had it in a beta format, and things didn't work out, so we stopped it. But I was going around doing research as I traveled, and I'd just be in a restaurant, and I'd walk around, and I would ask the question. I would say, if you want to buy a home, name me three national real estate firms. And, of course, they would rattle them off, the REMAXes, the Century 21, so on, right? Pretty easy to answer for that one. And then I'd follow it up, and I said, well, if you want to buy land or farms or a ranch, name me three national real estate franchises that you would contact. And 80% of them just looked at me dumbfounded.
But, is that right?
But about 20% would say United Country. And that was fairly consistent, and I played that game, you know, probably for 4 or 5 or 6 months, just kind of getting the marketing feel of what was going on. But, you know, United Country was founded in 1925. It is the oldest franchise, started in Kansas City by Roscoe Chamberlain. They published the actually very first rural property catalog in 1928, where they listed their farms and land and homes for sale in the area they were covering, and it's actually on display in the Smithsonian, and they actually adopted it around 1981, and founded under the name United Country Farm and Ranch is how it started out, and of course we changed our name to United National Real Estate to reflect its expansion into the suburban neighborhoods around 1986. So the company was acquired by our management group in 1990 with Duffy Brothers and some other investors, and that are just taking this company unbelievably, skyrocketed it. Never seen anything like it, because I followed United Country for years. But the last 7 years or 8 years or whatever they've been involved, I tell you, they're doing a tremendous job, and have a lot of respect for the efforts of our staff, which I think is about 70, I believe, that we have in Kansas around that staff full-time. And then we have a couple techie guys in Texas, I believe. But we have – now, these stats you can help me out with and correct me, because I'm getting this off of Wikipedia, okay? But we have approximately about 150 franchises by 1997 and about 300 by 99, and now we've grown to over 700 franchises by 2007 was the last data. Where are we?
Well, we're in the 500s because, as you know, the 2007
we had cutbacks.
Market crash really put a lot of people, you know, in harm's way of earning a living in the real estate business.
Right.
So the other thing that's kind of evolved is technology, you know. So the business of real estate has changed a little bit through the years. So, you know, there's a handful of folks that just said, you know, I think I've had enough of this. I don't really want to conform to the age of technology. So Doug will have that number for you when you speak to him.
Absolutely.
One of the things I would like to say about Doug is, back in the day,
now he can't hear this. Now, is this going to be good?
I know.
This might be a good way to do it.
I'm going to give you a little bit of history of what I know. Him and I got to know each other before my office in Chama ever bought a United Country franchise. He was on the field staff team.
Wow.
And was a salesperson for the company. And he came out of Salida, Colorado. His mother, Karen Adams, is really famous within United Country, and she's in her 70s, and she is still one of the best real estate professionals in the industry.
Wow.
So Doug was trained by his mom to be in the real estate business and then came into the sales force, and then over the course of time became part of the executive team for United Country. So as the company has sort of grown through technology and change, so has he, and we're really fortunate that he has the history he does with the company, and I'm very fortunate to have him as my manager for the business consulting
Absolutely.
Team.
So we're talking to Melissa Clark and Angie Gallagher, and soon we'll have Doug Adams on the show. This is Lou Jewell, and this is Let's Talk Land. Our show, this is Doug Adams, who's the COO of United Country Real Estate in Kansas, Missouri. Welcome.
Yes, sir, Missouri.
I know. I've been there. In fact, you took me on a nice tour, and we enjoyed every minute of it.
So tell us. I hope we fed you some good barbecue when you were there.
That was some of the best food I've had in a long time. No, I'm serious. It was 5 days, and we were at a casino, and I lost a lot of money, but that was my fault, not yours. But I think we had over 50-some people in that class. When you buy a United Country franchise, you know, part of the setup is that you come out to the home office and go through a 5-day training, and boy, is it intense. It's incredible the cachet of work and material that you guys assembled from all aspects of marketing to, how, you know, the systems we have, the programs we have. It's really, really phenomenal. Tell us a little bit about your background, Doug.
Yeah, well, if no one's there to cross-check or fact-check me, I can just lie away.
Well, that's why I wanted you to do it instead of me, because I'd have to tell the truth.
Well, I can embellish then.
Yes, you may.
I'll try to keep it short, though.
You're okay.
No, I've been fortunate to pretty much grow up in the business, Lou. Family started in the business late 60s. They moved from the East Coast to Colorado, and really a great United Country story here. Found the property and the ranch that I was fortunate to grow up on in Colorado through the United Country catalog, which is the longest running real estate catalog in America. The very first one came out in 1928 and is actually housed in the Smithsonian Institute. And it was one of those catalogs that was like eye candy to my mom and dad, who wanted to get out of the East Coast and always had the dream of owning a ranch out west. So he found one of those catalogs and hopped in a pickup and headed west, young man, as they say, and found that place, immediately got into real estate within the next year, and have been with and without United over the years, but the most recent run has been for the last about 20 years now. Since 1998, we merged with another company. That's when I got in the real estate business, was about 1998. Got licensed and decided to work in with the family operation there, and again, as I said, we merged with another group and decided what direction we wanted to go. We looked at all the different franchise systems, the independent offerings, the evolving internet at the time. Of course, it's still evolving today, but yeah. In the late 90s, it was still in its infancy, as we all know, and everybody was just still trying to figure out what do we do with this World Wide Web thing. And so we realized to try to figure that out on our own was going to be very difficult. So it was, around 1998, we joined with United Country, felt like they were on the right path.
Absolutely.
To stay ahead of the technology curve. So that's when I got in the business. Like every one of us that gets in this business, thought it'd be a piece of cake and just walk in and collect that commission check the first day, and found out very abruptly it doesn't work that way.
So. Rodney, what's going on? Chatter. I got my doggy here. Of course, Rodney's the station manager, so we're not alone. But Where'd you go to school?
Went 1 year in Kansas, Bethel College, a little Division II school that was crazy enough to give me a scholarship. And then I decided that a basketball scholarship that was, and got a chance to play a little ball, and then transferred back to Colorado after that, and finished my degree at Colorado State University, and was in the wine industry for a few years, and enjoyed that business, and the perks of that business, being able to try some really good wines around the world, and was working through the management progression there. And then, again, in the late 90s, decided to get into the real estate business, and have had a number of roles with United Country ever since.
Well, we're glad you're there, and you're quite a talent, and you add a lot to our company, and we appreciate what you do. And I think we have about 70 full-time
employees at your office.
Yeah, we do. We've got quite a talented team at the headquarters, as you said, in Kansas City, Missouri. Great group of people, all with different skill sets, from graphic design, copywriters, web development, social media, PR trainers. I mean, pretty much you name it. We've got a good group all the way around the board. And we've actually got a dedicated team in what we call the EMS, which stands for Enhanced Marketing Solutions Department, and that's a company-owned advertising agency, essentially in-house, that we're able to get significant media buys and discounts for our offices, whether it's an auction or a special property or a large land deal, a ranch, a farm. And we've sold castles and caves and everything under the sun, and sometimes it takes a special touch or a special angle to market those type of properties. So we're blessed to have a very talented team in that department to help drive some more eyeballs to those unique properties.
We also have our own computer, in-house computer and IT guys. I think a couple are still in Texas, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We've found it to be really resourceful to lean into the talent pool in Austin, Texas, which anybody that may be listening to the show knows that's kind of an up-and-coming Silicon Valley in terms of talent. So we've been able to attract some really good talent to help with our development team down there, as well as our in-house team in Kansas City, and we've even contracted with an offshore team from time to time to help get some of the simple coding out of the way, and that's allowed us to keep all of our technology in-house, our CRM program, our couple thousand websites that we've now built for all of our offices, our agents, our niche marketing in the specialty property group area, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a bit.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's just good when you have everybody right down the hall. You can reach out to them and say, hey, is this working or is that working or what's the next steps, and get good feedback from our offices, try to listen to where we've not done it perfectly, and we go back and try to refine it to get it right. And so it's a good cohesive environment where everybody works real well together.
Right. I know meeting the staff, not all of them, but they're talented, resourceful, and dedicated and helpful. I don't know of one situation where I've emailed or called that somebody wasn't on it and got right back. It's unbelievable. How many offices we have now?
Well, we've got about 450 offices across the country and into Central America. And then we've got another brand that's kind of a sister brand that has another about 100 offices that focuses more on the urban residential side. And we found that to be really a nice, again, competitive advantage where somebody in Atlanta, sells a property or a house and cashes in and they don't need the big house anymore. You know, the kids are grown and they want a little bit more peaceful lifestyle. They want something up in the, in the hills or near a lake or something like that, that can use the United Real Estate Group to sell their property in Atlanta as a hypothetical. It could be Dallas. It could be Charlotte. It could be a number of different places, they can use that side of the business to sell their house in the urban market. And then we have a nice handoff through what we call the United Referral Network to help them find that property in more of a rural country setting. And again, we cover everything under the sun, from a little ranchette to residential home, bed and breakfast, lakefront, anything outside the city United Country focuses on and does a pretty good job. So as both brands continue to grow, it's just creating more and more referral opportunities, more brand exposure, and overall business for everybody. So we're pretty excited about both brands working together.
It is. In fact, I've just hired an agent that actually lives in our backyard and was working with one of your new offices, our new offices in Greensboro, and was running the 45 minutes to an hour back and forth to the office. And she went by our office, which is on an interstate, and saw the United Country sign, which is about 28 feet by, I don't know, it's huge. It's on the side of our building. You can see it from an airplane. But she called up and says, hey, are you hiring agents? So we got a well-trained, because they trained her very well, very happy to have her on board. So it's quite a system.
Well, that's great.
Now, let's talk about the specialty marketing. You know, one of the things that I really like and our clients like, and I get a lot of feedback, Doug, is you can search property types, okay, like if you're looking for a retirement home or you're looking for a vineyard or oil and gas or wind or, it's crazy all the stuff that we have, recreational property, a sustainable property. Tell us a little bit about that and how some of the listings have to qualify for that.
Yeah, it's a good point, Lou. And, you know, having an office like yours that's so well respected in the area, it's easy to get to. And I've been to your place there, like as you said, right off the interstate,
yes,
and it's easily to identify. So if anybody hasn't popped in to at least have a cup of coffee with Lou, you're crazy. It's always an enjoyable visit whenever I've been in there.
Thank you.
And whether you're talking real estate or pet the dog, it's always a nice visit.
Yeah, you know, Shadi, you got to meet her.
I sure did. Yep, you bet. Jealous to have a great puppy like that myself. But as far as the specialty property groups, we felt like it was a unique way to approach the business. A few years ago, we got together as a team, and you know, everybody in any kind of industry is always fighting for that precious search engine optimization, so that when somebody's looking for furniture or a car or a piece of real estate, they type a particular set of keywords in. And of course, everybody's fighting for those magical keywords, whatever they may be, for whatever area you might be in and whatever industry you might be in. And we certainly have a very strong presence in that search engine marketing field. But the one thing that we felt like was missing in the real estate space and was an opportunity is the what in real estate as much as the where in real estate. So if somebody knows the town and county and state that they want to be in, they can certainly Google that and add real estate to the end, and they'll find a number of different people that they could work with. But oftentimes people have a dream that says, hey, I want to have something on the lake, or I want to have a little hunting ground, or you know, just a little country home on 5 acres, or whatever their vision and their dream is, but they don't necessarily know exactly where that may be. They may have some ideas, but not necessarily a specific city, town, county, whatever. So we said, you know what, if we can give somebody the ability to shop for their type of property and not be area bound, would that be helpful to the consumer? And the overwhelming response was absolutely. We would love it if somebody would offer that capability. So we put our heads together and leaned into that team that I talked about in Austin and Kansas City, and again, a little bit offshore, but mostly here in the U.S., and just said, how can we design this? So we went through a pretty exhaustive process of coding and linking and really identifying what does that look like, what would be the most user-friendly format. And so after about 2.5 years of pretty heavy lifting, we came out with what we call our specialty property group, or as we shorten the acronym to SPGs, and we've identified about 34 different, very specific property types. And as you mentioned, Lou, it could be wind farms, it could be investment, it could be agricultural, a number of different property group niches that would fit the profile of rural America. And we just didn't see anybody else out there doing anything like that. So we have 45,000 or more listings across the country, so we had plenty of inventory to put out to the market, but it was just categorizing it in a way that somebody says, I don't know if I want to be in Wyoming or Atlanta or North Carolina, but I do know I want, you know, a place for my horses. And so let me look for all the places you have that would fit my price point and my property type. So when we launched that a couple years ago now, the response has been very, very favorable. So the lead flow continues to pick up, and our search engine optimization and placements with Google continues to improve. And now we're embedding videos and some really cool mapping features. So the product just continues to really blossom, and we're very excited about the results of that so far since we launched it.
And we have staff that helps the agents like mine or companies like mine that specifically got us through that. Not all properties qualify, so because it needs to fit a certain criteria, right?
That's right. That's right. We have, as you know, Lou, when you go out and engage with a client and say, what can you do that's different than everybody else? Well, you either have to go straight to commission rates and price points, or you have to offer a differentiated marketing program. Right. So we have each one of our brokers and agents get trained on the products that are available, and they can sit down with that seller across from the kitchen table and say, you know, everybody has an MLS. Everybody can put a sign in the yard. You know, those are all kind of simple steps that everybody can do. What can you do different from me to help expose my property to a larger number of buyers? Well, this specialty niche marketing is the way to go.
Yeah.
And you don't get pigeonholed into just one. It could be waterfront,
sure,
and investment,
exactly,
or it could be a farm and ranch in waterfront, or whatever the case may be. So we want to put it in the right categories, but
yeah,
as you said,
they
got to qualify to be there.
We can put it in multiple categories if
you
it's
bet.
Applicable. Yeah, that's great, and I tell you, the public out there loves it, and I think this is operated through what we call Bullseye, right, which is our in-house agent website, which is unbelievable, the stuff that's on there. I mean, if I want to do a specific letter, if I want to do a banner, I can't think of anything that's not on there. I mean, that 5-day training, I was blown away trying to absorb all that stuff. And I still, after a couple years now, I'm still learning stuff on there. But, God, the tools, I don't think any of the other franchises, to my knowledge, have the expansion and availability of tools that we have. Do you know of one?
You know, I really don't. And it's not to say that we're better. It's just we've decided to kind of build a little different mousetrap out there. And so whether it's any of the other brands that might be in the market, Keller Williams, Coldwell Banker, Remax, we could go on and on. You know, they're great, friendly competitors of ours, and we do a lot of co-brokes with them, and we respect their business model, and we respect their people. But we've just decided to kind of take the approach that, hey, let's market this property and really try to expose this listing. Because at the end of the day, that's what a seller is looking for, is how can you expose my property to a larger number of eyeballs and get the highest possible price that the market will bear at the time, and how can you do that in the easiest, simplest format? Well, we feel like that's the perfect solution that we can bring to the table. So we certainly aren't perfect. We're always looking to improve. We're certainly looking to expand our portfolio of services. But we like being able to sit down at that proverbial kitchen counter with a seller that's concerned about their most precious asset and treat them with the highest respect and the highest opportunity to sell that property for them. And the other thing that's unique, you touched on there, Lou, real quick, is that Bullseye product is our in-house proprietary contact management system that allows us to manage our buyers and sellers on an agent level, on an office level, and then on a national level. Right. And combined, we've aggregated over 700,000 organic leads into our database. So any one of our offices can lean into that database when somebody says, hey, I just listed this property for, 5 acres, $350,000 with a great barn and maybe a corral, or maybe a pasture or two, whatever the case may be. They can go into that database anytime they want to and try to find all new names that have come in and start sending out some brochures to them, and it works pretty well.
It's incredible how it works. It's kind of almost like magic. I was telling the girls, I'll repeat this, but for the listeners, I'm sorry, but I wanted you to hear it. You know, I was building a website back around 2006, actually when the Duffys was around that time. Entertaining buying the franchise when it was up for sale, but part of my research is I went around the country because I teach the Land 101 class and also have a 4-hour CE class for the state of North Carolina, being the only class and the only instructor, which is kind of crazy, but it's what it is. But I would, at a restaurant or whatever, I'm not bashful, I'd walk up to people and I'd introduce myself and I'd say, hi, if you want to buy a home, name me 3 national franchises. And, they'd say the Remax, the Century 21, the Weikert, or whatever. Cool. So then I'd follow up and I'd say, now, if you want to buy some land or a farm or ranch, name me 3 national franchises that you would go to. And about 80% of them would look at me dumbfounded. Or they would repeat Remax or one of the others. And but about 20%, Doug, and this is fairly consistent, would mention United Country. And we are, in my opinion, I mean, I'm in a rural market, but we are known as the franchise for the rural market, where I believe, and this is my opinion, you can correct me, that the other franchises are set up for the urban areas and suburban areas. Is that factual or close?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And again, we respect them. We appreciate working with them, but their model is significantly different than ours, where we're really the only national rural real estate company that covers coast to coast. We're not in all 50 states, but pardon me?
And the oldest.
That's right. Yep. No, we're not just a new .com that hopes to get funding and make it. We've been around for over 90 years now and weathered a lot of the different markets and, had some great days and then some tough times in the tougher markets and higher interest rates and all that stuff. But we've had good management, good balance sheet structure to our overall financial investment criteria and the people that have invested in the company over the years, and we've provided good returns over those years, and we've had good satisfactions from our franchisees. So as long as we keep our focus on those rural, recreational, or really what we call lifestyle markets, and try to be the singular national provider, we feel like we can definitely stay ahead of the game and again, not sit on our laurels, but continue to look to innovate and stay ahead of the technology curve that of course, always evolving.
We have auction services, too. Aren't we have more auctioneers in a company environment than any other organization? Is that, am I missing something there?
No, you're absolutely right, and that's a good point to bring up. You know, we've always had auctioneers inside of our system. They've been kind of tucked inside of offices over the years, but they never really had a brand to call their own. So in 2007, we brought in Mike Jones, who's a past NAA, National Auctioneers Association president, also International Hall of Fame member, as well as Sean Terrell, who, out of Oklahoma, who's a Oklahoma and Kansas State auctioneer champion. And we said, look, you two are the two of the best in the business. What is it you see from an auctioneer's perspective that would be helpful to an auctioneer out there? You know, could we help expand this on a national level? And so they went through some Q&A and some testing on it. They said, man, you guys have a lot of the stuff that an auctioneer could use. So we created an auction division in 2007 with those guys at the helm, and they've done a wonderful job. And so as we look back over the last, 11 years now, we've gone from doing less than probably 1 or 2% of our overall business was done through auctions. It's now about 23 or 24% of our overall business is done through auctions. And the beautiful thing is we've got people that have never auctioned a piece of property in their life saying, hey, I've got a property that we can't seem to get sold for one reason or another, and they're under some pressure to get this thing sold. What's an alternative solution? And we can say, well, why don't you talk to one of our auctioneers and collaborate together on the project, and we'll get this thing sold in the next 30 days. And they don't always work perfectly well, but a lot of times we can be a solution for people that are in a bit of a fix. And it doesn't have to be a desperation thing either, where they're selling for 20 cents on the dollar. I'd say more than half the time we get better than what the market would have bared, because we can drive more eyeballs together with a blast of marketing and get kind of a pressure filled environment on a positive side, that is, where you kind of get that one-upsmanship in a room where, gosh, I was going to go to this mark, and now this guy just went up another 10 grand. Well, I can afford another five, and now you get in that bidding war kind of environment, and we can sell properties, again, oftentimes more than what current market value is. And needless to say, that makes the seller very, very happy and provides, provides a solution that they would not have had otherwise.
Yeah, I've done probably, 20 or 30 over the years, because you do get in that situation. Dale Fulp, who's an RLI and an ALC and also an MAI. I always get that mixed up. But Dale and I actually been teaching the Land 101 class together all the years. But he's right down the street. But, you know, we team up once in a while. And we usually do sometimes one a year, and we've done as many as four. But we usually, like you say, we'll sometimes get a higher price. In fact, I interviewed, he's on one of my shows, The Auction Advantage. You know, why would you decide to even go that way? And I don't want to get into that. That's a separate show. But there is a place for that services. And being the fact that now we team up with the auctioneers and our own company, that's fabulous. And I'm sure, as you said, it's growing leaps and bounds. One thing, we don't have a whole lot of minutes here, and I know you've got a conference call coming up here pretty soon. I hope, don't want to get into that. But I've got a couple shows coming up that I just want your opinion, because things keep changing. One of them is a company out in San Francisco that is doing artificial intelligence real estate. Have you heard of that?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to do a show on that. It's coming up pretty soon. And then I've got another show coming up on Bitcoins and paperless contracts, real estate contracts. Is that something that we're looking at, or where's this market going? You know, Zillow's trying to take us over. Amazon wants to take us over. You know, they're trying to get rid of the real estate agents. And I'm just curious of what our strategy is there. Or might be a secret, but, what do you feel in the future?
Yeah, that is a great question, Lou. We've certainly tried to keep our eye on the evolving environment of the real estate and the role that the classic real estate broker and real estate agent plays in the transactions that happen day in and day out across the country. And, you know, there always seems to be a new concept that pops up and kind of has people raise an eyebrow and say, okay, is this the way the industry is going? You know, a few years ago, there was a big threat from the banking side that they were going to get involved and they were going to take out the real estate industry and do all deals in-house. And SEC and some others got involved and decided that that wasn't, that wasn't the way that the, the world was set to run. At least the United States was set to run, and so we were able to protect the industry, I guess you could say that way. Now you see some new things going on with technology and some of the third party vendors out there that are aggregating a lot of listings, so they're offering to go seller direct. And, you know, I think there's always going to be a new concept out there. But at the end of the day, when someone is dealing with their most precious asset, their most valuable asset, being their home or their land, and they want it handled right, they want somebody to be able to negotiate on their behalf. They want somebody to be able to understand not just, hey, here's the square footage of the house that you can look up at your county assessor's office, but really what are the intimate details of the property and the surrounding property. And so, You more times than not, especially in the properties that we deal with, need an expert like a United Country broker or agent like yourself, Lou, and the many other fine people that we have in this organization that, they understand water rights and they understand property boundaries and animal units and grazing leases and wind rights. And, it just goes on and on, and you need to have that expertise.
Crazy, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, easements, there's just a lot of complicated things besides the three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500-square-foot house on a lot in a city. You know, nothing against those people because there's school districts and different things that have to be considered there as well. But certainly in the environment that we operate on, we feel like by providing continuing education and training and knowledge, not only on the technology side but on the kind of honestly the asset management side, because it is an asset that everybody wants to see to continue to appreciate, you need some expertise on it. So, doesn't mean we're tucking our head in the sand and not paying attention. We are always attending conferences and listening to the experts around the world and really making sure that we're keeping a strong finger on the pulse of the industry so that we can stay ahead of that. But I think overall, to answer your question, Lou, the real estate business will stay vibrant for some time. We're keeping an eye on interest rates and some of those things that have changed, and that doesn't seem to be slowing down the market much just yet, just because there is a lack of inventory across the board.
Well, that's for sure.
We feel pretty pretty bullish about the future.
So with about 3 minutes left, Doug, and I know you've got a conference call coming up, and I got to get the girls back on, but two things. Why, if someone is a real estate agent or realtor specifically, why would they want to get involved with United Country? And the second question is, why would the public want to use a United Country firm or agent?
Yeah, so good questions. And I would really boil the first one down to, to differentiation. And Dan Duffy, our CEO, has described this in some of his speeches, and I'm going to plagiarize it for the purposes of answering that question. And he says, imagine walking into a gymnasium full of white ping pong balls. You know, every ball is touching each other, and they're all just, the whole floor is covered in white ping pong balls. And right in the middle of the gym, there's this red ping pong ball that kind of sits up above all those other white ones. And so we don't want to be just blended through the white ping pong ball kind of vanilla programs that are on the market. And again, it doesn't matter if they're franchised, if they're independent, 40-year vets or brand new to the business, it's just kind of everybody falls into a bucket, and then it's just relationship driven, which we still believe is an important part of this business. But we want to drive the relationship in a community, but we also want to be able to find differentiation and better marketing and better exposure for those properties. So if we can sit down and have an honest conversation with a seller, and this would be the advantage of an agent saying, hey, I'm looking at my business. I've been in the business for a year or two or 10, and I'm at a crossroads. You know, where is a good place for me to land? I would say that you should at least look at United Country and give yourself an honest information conversation, whether it be somebody like you, Lou, in Pilot Mountain that really knows the market and knows relationships. Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, at least know what's out there. And if you decide it's not a fit, then at least you have good information to make a sound decision on. But if you're looking for a place to really draw some differentiation, get more buyers and more access and a contact management system and good leadership, good training, I think we stand up against anybody out there, and I would argue that we're probably a little bit better than most, and I'm sure somebody else would have a differing opinion if they're from a different brand, but when you lay it all side by side, it's a pretty compelling offering.
1 minute with why would the public want to use United Country?
Yeah, and it's funny. It kind of really falls into the same bucket of differentiation. And if you're looking to sell your property at the highest price possible with the easiest amount of headache or least amount of headache to get the job done, United Country has an awful amount of resources to do that. Again, well over 2,500 websites, a 90-year-old company, the only national marketing catalog that's been around for over 90 years, a database of over 700,000 names. I can't promise that your buyer is in that 700,000 name database, but boy, I sure like our odds that that there's quite a few people that have volunteered those their information into that database, and that's an important point. Seller says, well, yeah, you can buy those names from any kind of clearinghouse, and that's not where these names come from. These are people that have seen a property, raised their hand and said, hey, I'm curious about that property, send me more information. They may or may not have bought on that property, but they sit in our database, and we reach out to them quite frequently and say, hey, have you found your property yet? And oftentimes it's somebody that inquired 6 months, 9 months, even a year or two ago and say, no, we're still looking. I'm glad you contacted me. What do you got? Oh, well, we just listed this great place in Pilot Mountain, and we'd love to show it to you. Oh, that's great. Let's set up a showing. So to be able to offer that to a seller, there's not another company out there, and this is a very bold, but it's a very factual statement. There's no other company out there that can offer that to a seller. So we're very proud of that differentiating feature, and I would welcome anybody to explore our website, unitedcountry.com, and on there you can search by state, you can search by property, you can search by office. It just gives you a good cross-section of opportunities to look for a property that you may be interested in.
Okay, we've been on with Doug Adams, our COO of United Country in Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to go back to the girls. This is Lou Jewell with Let's Talk Land. Thank you, Doug. Yep. Back on with Angie Gallagher and Melissa. Angie's on the phone right now. We took a chance to leave you guys on your way to Jackson, Mississippi, and got hold of our COO, Doug Adams, and spent a few minutes with him. But we want to finish the show up with you ladies. And one of the questions, Angie, that I posed to Doug was, if you are a real estate agent, independent or own your own firm or part of a firm, why would you want to join United Country Real Estate or want to join a United Country Real Estate office? And just, I'm going to ask you and Melissa separately the same question and just get different responses.
Well, you know, I think some of the top reasons that independent companies join us is because the internet and having a name brand go-to website is so important now because of how people go to the internet to search for properties. I mean, even NAR, the National Association of Realtors, says 89% of people go to the internet first to look for property. And when a number is that high, I mean, you've got to have like a name brand first and foremost to go to. I mean, you know, I told you a while ago, I'm from a small town in Bowdoin, Arkansas. If I was not affiliated with United Country and that well-known name, nobody would know all that in Bowdoin, Arkansas had to offer as far as the Ozarks and all of the rivers that we have and right. The rolling hills and all. So, I mean, how would somebody in California know to type in an independent office that was, you know, xyzrealty.com? They would not know to do that. But a lot of people know what kinds of property that we have, and we do deal with a lot of out-of-state buyers, and that's another thing that independent companies don't always have is the ability to reach out-of-state buyers to their area, and United Country definitely offers that with the way that we advertise. But, you know, so many people these days, Lou, they know what kind of property that they want. And that's where United Country has an advantage of the 38 specialty property groups that we have, because people can search by that type. And it's funny how we get a lot of that. And even at my office, you know, so many people have came in and bought river property from me. And I always ask, you know, how they found my office. And a lot of them will say, well, I typed in riverfront property for sale in Arkansas. And so our office shows up, even as small as the town it is, you know, they see our office in the Google searches. And if you're just a small independent company, that is really, really hard to be in competition with United Country for that?
You know, we're finding that out. We've been, I think January will be 2 years. It seems like a lot longer, but it seems short too. But our business has picked up exponentially because of being associated with United Country and for reasons like you're saying. Now, why would a individual or couple or group want to do business with one of our offices or agents?
Well, in my opinion, Lou, it is because United Country makes sure that all of our affiliates are well-trained, not just like on a local level as far as understanding contracts, but that they understand technology, they understand search engine optimization, they understand social media skills. And, you know, just like me and Melissa going around the country and teaching our offices this, we teach what is important for offices to know, you know, every year, the newest and latest and greatest. And United Country spends a lot of money to train their affiliates across the United States so that we do stay on top of what is going on in the real estate industry.
Perfect. How about switching me over to Melissa, and I want to hear what she has to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, welcome back.
How are we doing?
We're doing great. We had a great interview with Doug, and I tell you, he's quite an asset to our organization as well as you and Angie and other staff people. It's I'm so proud of you guys and honored to know you. I'm going to ask you, I asked Doug, and I just asked Angie, if you are an agent and you want to start your own company or your friend, your company owner or even with another franchise, for example, why would you want to come to United Country?
Well, from my perspective, Lou, I think it's the opportunity of UnitedCountry.com, which is a national, what I consider a national MLS. So normally people have to know where they want to live. You know, they have to know a zip code. They have to know exactly the location to be able to search for real estate.
Right.
Well, United Country offers what I consider to be like a national MLS. So if someone says, hey, you know, I really want to own a horse property and I'd like to look at them, you know, in several different places, they can do that at a one-stop shop with our company. The second reason, you know, and it really held high standard for me whenever I broke out as an independent agent in a community where I didn't know a soul, was just the fact that I have a staff of 100 people that I can resort to support as I started my business in Las Vegas, New Mexico. So there were a number of independents in that town, and, you know, I was coming out from, you know, a totally different neck of the woods trying to start a business, and just the support the national company provided and being able to say, hey, it's not just me doing this, but I have a staff of 10 people in the marketing department. You know, I have auctioneers who can help us with this or that. So it made little old me seem like a much bigger entity by having that affiliation with United Country, and still does. So for me, I think that's probably a key ingredient, and you know, not to mention the fact that if you're an independent or if you're, you know, with another company or whatever, it's very rare to have individuals come into your location specifically to help train you to tackle, you know, the ever-changing environment of how to market and sell real estate. So with United Country, we offer that to our affiliates, and I think that's a very personal contact that you wouldn't get otherwise.
You're absolutely,
without having to travel the distances to be able to, you know, get your training.
Just if I can toot my horn for a second, I've been in probably, I started in 94 with a small family firm that I was related to, not by marriage or anything, but one of the owners was a godfather to my son and best man at my wedding, but right here in the rural area, and got a lot of training because, you know, we sell a lot of land and farms in the rural areas. And then I went with another company that I was with for 19 years, and that's when, you know, I learned about United Country And actually had Dwayne come in and bring a package for our owners, which they decided that they didn't want to get involved with United Country. And then my children, I told them to, go get a good education and see the world, and when you get tired, come home. So my son and daughter actually moved back to Pilot Mountain and said, Dad, we want to get our real estate license and work with you. So it was an opportunity to start a family business, which we started September 13th, 2014. And you know, what I told them was, I can train you because I'm a teacher and an expert in what I do in the land and farm area. But, there's certain things I can't teach you. And we may want to look at a company or two because, a lot of people's recruited, especially at the RLI conventions, the different ones. And of course, my children got involved in RLI and went to the national conventions and met these guys and gals. But basically, I said, I can only take you so far. And, I'm 69 years old, and you guys, if you want, can take the company forward. But you need some more professional training. So I said, let's look at United Country and call Dwayne. So, what a great decision that was. Real quick, the second question is, why would the public want to come to a United Country agent or office?
Why would the public?
Yes.
It's kind of funny. I travel a lot around the country, and I'm always branded with my United Country logo, whether it be on a name tag or on a shirt or, wearing a baseball cap or whatever. And people ask me, what is this United Country? And I tell people, kind of my short answer is always, we get to sell the real estate everybody wants,
wow,
not necessarily what they have to have.
Right.
So we get to sell all the fun real estate.
We do.
We're very niche oriented. We've got 38 different special property groups, so we can do everything from golf course property to lake property, mountain property, recreational property, horse ranches. You name it, we can do it. And so I think just having that that professional side of knowing those markets is an advantage to a potential buyer, and why they would want to work with a United Country real estate agent. And then for the seller, it's the exposure of their listing and what we can do to get it marketed to, a much wider selection of prospective buyers. So, I teach these trainings, and just the other day we were talking about all the available websites and what we can provide for a seller, and it really boils down to us offering about 15 different places we can put a listing online versus, a lot of other companies that may only offer five or six.
Right.
So we've got advantages for both the buyers and the sellers.
Well, I want to thank you ladies for being on my show, and definitely Doug. We're going to wrap it up here. Just a couple things. I just want to mention I'm a member of the Realtors Land Institute. We call ourselves the Voice of Land. We have around 1,300 members nationwide and approximately 500 ALCs. I think the last conversation were about 518s. Agents and RLI members are the best in the business because we get access to exclusive continuing education and networking opportunities, property marketing tools, and discounts to our industry services. If you're looking for an agent, definitely look at United Country, but see if they've got an RLI member or specifically an ALC. And you can go to our website. It's www.rliland.com and find our agents around the country that are members or ALCs. We'll treat you right. And thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you liked our show. If you had any guests or topics you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be emailed with your questions or concerns as well. The show is for the public, but most importantly for real estate agents who do not have a source for free land education. Rodney, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, they can listen to your show every Saturday morning from 7 till 8. And if they can't catch it that morning, you have it on a podcast. And also, they can go to the Simple Radio app. Hear us worldwide, all over the country.
And what do they look for? WKTE.
WKTE1090.com is our website, and they can go and click on the Land Pro and go to your website also. And the Simple Radio app can be downloaded free. And we do beach and oldies music.
And we've been nominated
4 years in a row, and hopefully it'll be 5 years. We'll know next week.
Oh, is it next week it's coming
up? Yeah, we'll
know. Keep your toes and fingers crossed.
That's right.
Okay.
Maybe we'll win it.
And you can also find me or find my shows. What we do is we download them after it's broadcast live on a website, GoDaddy site, which is www.letstalkland.net with no apostrophe, letstalkland.net, not com, .net. We're also on Podbeam, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and we're expanding that. You can reach me at my email address, which is on that website, all my information, and also on our company website. But my email is Lou, L-O-U, at mylandpro.com. And you're welcome to call me on my cell anytime at 336-669-1405. Shatta, tell them bye. Rodney, thank you, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for another great show.